Now, I might have missed a place or two in the state, but there's many chosen places where Yahweh said he would meet with his people. And the altar built and designed by Yahweh himself. And we spoke about the altar and its importance and when we should meet and the place that Yahweh chose. Now, why did he have a tabernacle? Now, here at the mountaintop, we have a tent set up. And it's to remind us that Yahweh started in Exodus chapter 25, verse 8, "Let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them." Now, the unique and precious feature of the nation of Israel is that they started out in a old gospel tent. And didn't need them an old Pentecostal preacher with experience back in the Pentecostal days. We used the tent to meet, and we carried it from one city to the next. And that really shows you that that's the place that Yahweh communicated with his people in the midst. Now, if you go to the book of Numbers, chapter 2, you'll find that Israel camped in a Maseroth, or a circle, and there they had the place of the tabernacle in the middle of the congregation. It was in the midst, or in the middle of the circle. Well, Yahweh wants his people to know that he is, and he actually moves quite a bit, and he don't like a stationary place. In other words, the Bible says that Yahweh dwelleth not in the building made with hands. He dwells in the heart. Yet, he's got a peculiar way of telling his people. He was always available to communicate with his people and his people with him under the auspices of Moses the prophet or any other prophet, and today there's no difference because we are Melchizedek priests, high priests. And Moses supervised the construction of Yahweh's tabernacle, including a special box. Now, this special box was the Ark of the Covenant, which was designated as a place where Yahweh would communicate. In Exodus 25, verse 22, he says, and there was a place where I will meet with you. Now, the divine communication at this designated place was to continue after the death of Moses. Aaron, the high priest, and his successors were to be the recipients of Yahweh's communiques in Exodus chapter 28, verse 30, and also in Exodus 29, verse 9, and in Numbers 27, 21. And this said would continue, now listen to this, as a permanent institution in Yahweh's model nation so that the Israelites would know that their God dwelt among them and was available to be inquired of, as it's recorded in Exodus 29, verse 42 through 46. It's a much neglected portion of the Torah. We have forgotten and forsaken him, and we built these tabernacles of bell box with the platforms that we've mentioned to you that are not scriptural, ladies and gentlemen. So then, in the tabernacle that was finished, that Moses started, he started it in Exodus chapter 40, verse 1. And he finished it 1 year later. Now, it must have been a very elaborate tent. It took them one full year. From the new moon in Exodus 41, 1 year passed, down to Exodus in chapter 40, verse 17, before they reared up the tabernacle. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are in the festival of Passover. We've had a wonderful time here with the saints gathered around. And tonight we have some witnesses to you. And I'd like to introduce a brother out of the great state of Michigan, Brother Jim here. And we're going to let him testify to you. And then when he gets done, we've got some more brothers and perhaps maybe a sister or two that would like to speak on behalf of the obedience to the command. Yahweh bless you, Brother Jim.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen around the world of Jacob Israel. This is Jim. That's good enough for this evening. I tell you what. How many people do you know that go to church that prays for the enemy? You're not supposed to do that. Would you agree that things are 180 degrees out of sync today from just a few years ago? Well, okay. We're going to talk on the pulpits are silent and let you see some things here, and it may get you to a little understanding of who Yahweh is instead of someone else. There's no such thing, folks, as God and God Jr. There's Yahweh. I believe it's John 30. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So the person, what we're going to discuss this evening, is the heavenly creator that was hung on the cross. Not God Jr. There's no such thing. That was only created by the Catholic Church. We're going to talk about the pulpits are silent. Now, I just said a minute ago there. Would you agree that everything's 180 degrees out? I'm sure you would. Would you believe that it's looking like Sodom and Gomorrah today? With all the filth and the perversion that's in this country? Now, who's teaching that? Who's doing it? Is it God's chosen people that owns all of Hollywood now? Is it God's chosen people that are teaching this in your churches and controlling the preachers? You think that could be? Yes, it is. Well, Yahweh said, I come only unto the lost sheep of the house of Jacob Israel. And nobody finds or checks into who the 12 tribes of Jacob Israel are. They don't even check into it. Because most people go to these synagogues of Satan and listen to the teacher. They're not preachers. They're teachers. I got that backwards. See what I mean? They're not teachers. They're preachers. And they've been taught one way. And actually, they're supporting Satan, and they don't even realize it. I'm not going to get on them too hard about that. But the flock, they're making proselytes out of the flock. And that's what I want to talk to you folks about tonight. If you're being taught that Jacob Israel are Israelis, that is a very mistaken identity. And we can talk about this identity. Did your preacher ever read you Luke chapter 3, verse 23 to 38, and show you the genealogy of Yahweh? All you got to do for yourself so you can recognize the names instead of going through them all, which you have to go to school here to learn what they all mean and who they are and what race they are. But when you look at 36, 37, and 38 of Luke 3, verse 23, folks, it'll show you that the Son of God is Adam. Hello? Did somebody tell you it was something else? Well, you know, if you pray for enemies, you're praying the wrong prayer. You can pray for your brothers and sisters in Yahweh if they get out of line, but you don't pray for the enemy. Was you taught that everyone that can be saved, do you really realize what they're saying right there? That means Satan's kids can be saved. Murderers can be saved, correct? Well, somebody's lying here. Now, either it's the scriptures or your teacher or your preacher. Let's say it that way. The few little minutes I'm going to talk here, I suggest you people really take heed here. Time's running out, folks. Let's talk a little bit on the pulpits are silent. The public schools are destroying the faith of the Christian children, and the pulpits are silent. Legislation introduced to remove the rights of parents, and the pulpits are silent. Now hold it right here. Are you electing actually communists to your Congress and Senate and your local government and don't even realize it? You think about that statement. They're deceivers. They tell you one thing and you get another, don't you? It's because there's no such thing, there's nothing difference between a Democrat and a Republican. None. Children are taught they came from apes, and the pulpits are silent. If you think you come from an ape, I hope you go to a zoo for your family reunion. Millions of children are medicated to control their behavior, and the pulpits are silent. Gambling is promoted to pay for schools, which is a lie, some of it goes, and the pulpits are silent. Precious babies are being murdered in the womb, and the pulpits are silent. You see, everyone you keep voting in office under the two-party stronghold versus what the other people did before them. None of the laws ever come off. They ever looked into a third party? And if you have, did somebody tell you that they can't win? With a dumb attitude like that, they can't. With a smart attitude, you just come out of the box a little bit and think and say, no matter what, I'm not going to vote for evil. You vote for these people. Now, what the news media does not tell you is that there is a lot of independent parties in office, and they're good quality people because they've seen the difference. So let's continue this about the pulpits. Planned Parenthood kills babies with your tax dollars, and the pulpits are silent. Judges make laws, and the pulpits are silent. Tolerance trumps truth, and the pulpits are silent. Sodomy is granted to legal protection, and the pulpits are silent. Wasn't there just a bill passed here, or trying to be passed right now, about this hate crime where you can't say anything about a sodomite? You can't say anything about anybody? In fact, I have the understanding that the female that would get raped under this bill gets a felony, and the person that did it gets a misdemeanor. Do you know why? And everything's backwards, isn't it? It's 180 degrees out. The lady that got raped, or the girl that got raped, or the little boy that got raped was in the wrong place, and he should have been watched, and he should have known better. Oh. Wow. Let that hit you. Obama on the Sermon of the Mount justifies gay marriage, and the pulpits are silent. Government has replaced Yahweh as a defender and a provider, and the pulpits are silent. The IRS muzzles the voice of the church, and the pulpits are silent. They sell themselves for filthy lucre. They cannot say anything, folks. Are you listening? We have been deceived. There was a DVD here done just not too long ago on the deceivers and who they are. Only 48 minutes long, and it would give you an education that you cannot believe. Okay, here a little bit more. This person that wrote this book on the purpose-driven, I want you to listen to this. Let me get the right thing out here. He has convinced thousands and thousands of people. Look at this. 40 million of his books have been sold. This Joel Osteen, the most influential Christian in 2006, they have sold 40 million books and have got over 400,000 preachers teaching secular humanism, folks. And secular humanism is part of communism. You take the lid off that and tell me what part of that smells good to you, will you? If you'll do a minor check on something, if you wish, some of the stuff I'm talking about right here is the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. Are you being taxed to death? Are you being taxed too much? Did you see any tax protests in 2009? Just 99.9% of the people that were protesting the taxes was signs. What color were they? The white people? Jacob Israel? The white people? You didn't see anybody else doing it because they're on the other end of the stick. They're getting a freebie. There's nothing free, folks. They can give the money away, but your money keeps buying less and less because they keep printing it. Hello, they just keep printing it. Your Jewish Talmud says they're going to tax you to death. The 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto says they're going to tax you to death. And it's coming. It's not only coming, it's here, but it's going to get a lot worse. And it's more so and more so and more so. It's socialist, it's Marxist, it's communist. And Jacob Israel is not communist people. Yahweh wants his people to be free. I put something together a little bit here, and it's a little strong, but that's just fine because somebody needs to listen. ABC, the Americans Broadcasting Communism, CBS, Communist Broadcasting System, NBC, Negative Broadcasting Communism, PBS, the Propaganda Broadcasting System, MTV, Mongrel TV, and last but not least, all I see lately is the ATN, the African Television Network. That's all you see. Now the Asians are coming, and you're seeing more and more Mexicans taking over your show. You want to ruin a country? You mongrelize it. Have you had a good time this evening in just a few minutes? If you got any questions, get in touch with Pastor Buddy. He'll give you the phone number at the end of this show. There's plenty on this, folks, and a lot of people know it. But what do we do about it? You pray to Yahweh. Don't pray to a God that's not real. Your prayer is not going to be heard to nothing. Get on an altar. Find out who Yahweh is. Find out who the 12 tribes of Jacob Israel is. Get off your hind end. Get off your feet. And get off your hind end. That's where you'll get on your feet, rather. And you find out who Jacob Israel is and what Yahweh says about this, and you'll find this scriptures come to light for you like you've never seen. The only thing you're being taught, folks, is basically a lie. I was lied to for 17 years. And when I found the truth, I was mad for 5 years. It took me 5 years to get over it. One of the things that I found out, and I want you to do this, I want you to open any Bible or every Bible you have in your house. Open up on one of your front pages, first two, one, two, three, four, wherever it's at. You'll see the word revised. Doesn't revise mean changed? Now, if you agree with that, you better find out what's been changed. Because you've been taught in your churches that God, Yahweh, killed his only begotten son. He so loved the world, you're not supposed to love the world. And if he did kill his own son, there's no more children, there's no more seed on the face of the earth. You've been lied to. But see, that scripture's not in the original text, folks, so. I won't talk too long here, I'll give this phone back to Pastor Buddy. But at the end of the show, you call him, you got questions? I think what I've just said right here, you're probably gonna have a lot of questions. Who's that guy? What's he talking about? Well, prove me wrong. I love it. I love you people, or I wouldn't be telling you this. But praise Yahweh. And here's Pastor Buddy.
Thank you, Brother Jimmy. Praise Yahweh. We got Brother Stephen tonight, and he's going to give you a testimony and song. And Brother Steve, sing us a song here, and after that, give us your testimony.
Why don't you try to rearrange your life around a home on the range? 'Cause it's in the country where folks are free. It is a place we ought to be. 'Cause we've got to know just what to do. We've got to stay with what is true. There ain't no city that says what's right. We like to see the stars at night. Heaven on earth, the valley blue.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all made it just for me and you. Stay on the farm, get out of town. Enjoy the sun of going down.
Yeah.
To seek his face,
oh, yeah,
is what we need. In him our hope is guaranteed. He promised us,
he did,
at second birth, the meek will soon inherit earth. The meek will soon inherit earth.
Praise Yahweh. Thank you, Pastor Buddy.
Time to come out of Babylon, get out of town. If you're on a farm, stay there. If you ain't there, get there.
Amen.
Praise Yahweh. The Garden of Eden wasn't in town.
Amen.
And you can't enjoy the sun going down looking through a tall building.
Amen.
We're out here eating Passover. Wish everybody would get interested in the Bible, get interested in Yahweh. That's the name of your Father.
Amen.
Thank you, buddy, for doing what you do.
Amen.
Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh, Brother Steve. Oh, man, we really enjoyed that. Brother Stephen wrote that, and especially for this festival, and we enjoy it. And we got a brother from the great state of Illinois. He's wanting to give you a scripture to you. Brother R.C., give us a scripture there. brother pastor and friend, buddy, and a friend of Yahweh. The only one there is can get you saved, my friends, and get you out of this world, your soul into the kingdom to come. Psalm 68:4. Sing unto Yahweh. Sing praise to his great name. Exalt him and that riseth upon the heavens by his name, Yahweh. And that is not Jesus, our Lord God, or any of that other garbage. Rejoice before him, Yahweh. Now, let's turn over to my friends, Acts 5:1-11. And I hope you folks out there open up them parchments, reading your Bible right along with us, because we're not telling you no fables. We're telling you plain truth. And if you can't accept it, my friend, you just will take a gun and blow your brains up, because you're not going to get in Yahweh's kingdom. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price. His wife also being private, in other words, she was a conniver too, and brought a certain portion of it and laid it at the hands of the apostle. Now that apostle, my friends, was Peter. And Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost, to Yahweh himself, and to keep back part of the price of the land which remained? Was it not thy own? And after it was sold, was it not in thy own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thy heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto Yahweh, to the Holy Spirit. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell dead, down dead upon, and the ghost, he gave up the ghost, and he did fall down dead. Now, my friends, if you think I made strong words, you better get your King James Bible out, because that's what I'm reading from. And fear came upon all of them that heard these things in the congregation. And the young men rose, wound him up, carried him out, and buried him, because he was junkyard dead, my friends. And it was about the space of 3 hours after when his wife, not knowing what has been done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, tell me, whether ye have sold the land, Sapphira, for so much? And she said, yes. She had to connive to do what she did. Went again herself right there, my friends. And Peter answered and said unto her, I'll tell you, whether ye sold the land for so much? And she said, yea, for so much. She went again herself. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of Yahweh? Behold, thy feet of them at which he carried thee, the Spirit of that Yahweh, behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straightway at the feet, and said, and yield up the ghost. And the young man came in, and found her dead, and carried her forth, buried her by her lying husband. Now, lying ain't in there, but I put it in there. She did lie in there, so did her husband. The great fear come upon all the congregation, and upon as many as heard these things, and by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. They started believing, my friends, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. Praise Yahweh. Thank you, brother, buddy.
Yahweh, brother, I see. Great.
Total commitment's what the brother was indicating for us as believers of the master plan for a master race of people. Did you know that Adam was separated from the other creations? Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh created everything between day one and day six. But did you know that Adam was not created? He was made. Now, there's a difference between something that is made and something that is created. A creator creates something that's created. So Adam, in the beginning, was not created. He was the creator. Brother Jimmy gave you the scripture back there that Adam was
the son of Yahweh. That's a family, ladies and gentlemen. The name Adam is associated with a family name. Now, Adam was not around when Yahweh rested. He hadn't been made. And so then, Yahweh rested on the seventh day, and he made Adam on the eighth day. Well, that's the new beginning. That is the sonship. That is the elite. That is the divine ones. These are the mighty ones who themselves was to come into the earth as a family of Yahweh's people. Now, Yahweh is an eternal being. He's the creator. Adam is an eternal being. Anything that's created has a beginning, and it has an end. Yahweh has no beginning, and Yahweh has no end, and neither does his sons and daughters. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a most marvelous revelation of Scripture to know that Yahweh loved you before the foundation of the world. He didn't love you after the foundation of the world. Your name was not added after the foundation of the world. Your name was added before the foundation of the world, if so be that you belong to Yahweh. Now, let me give you a scripture here. Yahweh knows them that are his. That means family. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you believe that Yahweh is going to forsake and forget one of his people? I don't think so. Do you think that Yahweh is going to neglect his people? I don't think so. So then, who are Yahweh's people? Are they in the bell box, on the platforms, jumping up and down, eating and drinking? And as Brother Jim told you, the pulpit remains silent in the bell box communities around America with all of these injustices that are happening throughout our nation. The preachers are feminine. They are not masculine, just like old Elijah was. Did you know that the nation of Israel had gone over to Jezebel spirits? And today these masculine Ahab preachers that are in the pulpit associated with the doctrine of Ahab and Jezebel. And there's not enough men, prophets in Israel and women who would stand behind them and assist them as the little sisters did, taking the tambourine. And they went out and around the walls of Jericho, they marched. Did you know what day that the walls fell, ladies and gentlemen? It had to be on the eighth day, the Sabbath, and we get back to the Sabbath issue. Now, the Bible says in the 20th chapter of the book of Ezekiel that the Sabbath day was a delight to Yahweh. Well, yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, we celebrated a high holy day. It was a time of rejoicing while we ate the meal of community and communion of brotherhood and sisterhood. We gathered on top of the mountain here in the Great Smoky Mountains, and we had a family fellowship of those who are descendants of the Adamite family, still carrying on family tradition, where the place that he chose to put his name. We dedicated an altar here on top of the mountain in the Great Smoky Mountains of North Carolina. We put an altar here designed expressively for the worship of our Creator. And we took time out of our busy lives. We give up these worldly pleasures. Jim said that anyone that loves the world, the love of a father, the father now, we don't have a God. We don't have a family of gods, as these other churches do, that they proclaim God's everywhere. We have a Father. We're family. We're from the family of Adam. We are the blushing tribe of Israel. We are not associated with any mongrels that call themselves Jews. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that there is a people, according to Revelations 2 and 9, and 3 and 9, that claim to be Jews and are not? These are the Khazars of the Ashkenazi bloodline. They are not related to the sons of Shem in any form or fashion. So we're not anti-Semitic. We are pro-Israel. Israel, and there is a group of people in the earth that are really bloodline Jews. And all you got to do is to get acquainted with them. These are the Orthodox. We call them Jewish. And they will tell you that those people over there in the present day Israel are not the descendants of the house of Shem. The Khazars adopted the religion of the Jews, or the house of Judah. They adopted this religion to defend their country. It was a choice that they chose out of three major religions. They chose the Jewish, and now they're accepted in the world as Yahweh's chosen people, and they're not even remotely kin to Yahweh. Now, does Yahweh have a people on the earth? Well, let's see if he does. Jim, give you Luke 3:38, where Adam and his descendants were from Yahweh. Well, does he still have a people in the earth kin to his blood? Well, I would think so, wouldn't you? Well, let me ask you another question. Does Satan have any children in the earth? You say, oh, no, Pastor Buddy. The devil can't get children. Well, let's go back to the scriptures in John, and we're going to read you the 44th verse of chapter 8. The Messiah, when he responded to those Jews who claimed to have Abraham for the father, he said, your father is the devil. Now, for the devil to be given a title by the Creator, here's the Messiah, the God of the universe that came flesh, he told them that the devil was the father. Now, to get the title of the father, you've got to have offspring. Is that correct? So the proper English applied, when Yahweh called Satan a father, he called him a father of a lie. Is that correct? He said, you are a liar, you are children of a lie, and you are children of a murderer. Did he say that? Yes, your father is a murderer. And the works of your father, not Yahweh, they weren't kin to Yahweh. They were imitators. They were imposters who have come in unaware and have deceived the hearts of the Christian church, the majority. Take some of these prophets. Brother Jim mentioned one or two of them. Noted reputation in the bell box churches. They've written books. And they're telling you that those people over there in the land of Israeli, in that area, are Jewish. Ladies and gentlemen, according to the Bible, both Judah and Israel were dispersed and scattered abroad, and according to 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10, they were to never return from off or back to that place called the sandbox. Matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. It could have never geographically, in the position it was in, hold remotely one speck of the mighty promised covenant that Yahweh gave his people. He said, I will scatter you through the earth and you will become a multitude of nations. And so it was that the 12 tribes were scattered abroad, never to return. They were to possess another land. And this land was west. And so they became known as the cast outs. Yahweh divorced them because of their transgressions, and he punished the fathers for their sins and scattered them across the earth, and they crossed the Caucasus Mountain, and they became known as what? Caucasians. Well, ladies and gentlemen, should we apologize for that? Should we apologize for our being the master race of the universe? We are Yahweh's co-creators, and we are His children, and we are going to perform, and Yahweh thought it not robbery to be equal with Him. Come up here and sit with me till I make thine enemies thy footstool. Christians, I've got no enemies. Well, you got them. And as long as you go to sleep and apathy and indifference, this nation is being literally taken over, as Brother Jim said, by a socialist, Edomite, communist takeover right under the nose of the House of Israel. And ladies and gentlemen, we plead, we pray, and we cry out, and we spare not, saying, awaken, O Israel, and come forth and open your eyes and see your plight. You have been lulled to sleep by the cunning craftiness of the charming acts of the serpent, who will deceive the hearts of the simple and bring them upon them swift death and destruction. Now let me ask you a question. Will there be faith on the planet when Yahweh returns? He didn't say there would. He said, will there? Will I find faith? Well, according to Yahweh's own word, as long as there's a sun and a moon hanging in the heavens, there will be an Israel. And as long as there's an Israel, there will be a remnant of those men and women that have the intestinal fortitude to stand up and to be counted and to know that there is the flag of Jacob still waving, and it embodied in their hearts, their minds, and the spirit. Yahweh dwelleth not in the temples that are strung across this nation with steeples on it, where they eat pig at Easter, and we sacrifice the lamb and have a meal, and we share it with the brothers and sisters here, and the Bellbox people faint. They cry out, oh my, don't tell me you kill a poor little lamb. And yet when they have their pig roast, and when they dye their Easter eggs, and when they go out there and bring all this nonsense, there is not one voice heartily against the evil practices as it was in the days of Noah. So shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man, as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Jim was telling you about the laws that's been invoked upon our nation to suppress the real men of Yahweh. They don't have to worry about these sissies in these bell boxes, because they're not going to preach on them anyway or against them. But these men in Israel, they're the largest ever were, still giving their heart, soul, mind, and strength to the truth of the gospel. And he said, come out from among them and be ye separate and holy. And I feel the Holy Spirit in here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh is above all of these fake gods, these imitator gods, and above all, he's above Satan. And the Bible said he beheld Satan as lightning fell from heaven. And if you think the man up there that runs the whole universe, if you think that he's on nerve pills and taking Valium and wringing his hands and don't know what to do, you got another thought coming, because he's got a plan, and Israel's included in it, and there will come a day, listen to me, there will come a day that you will search the land, and you will not find one Edomite, Canaanite, or the children of Satan and Satan himself left on the planet. Then the righteous will rise with healing in their wings, and we'll mount up like eagles, and we will tread on the ashes of the wicked under our feet. And from one new moon to the next, You know, these people want to keep Saturday Sabbath. They better get in a practice of a new moon, restoring the restoration of the scriptures, according to Isaiah 66. You know, they want to hide that and sweep it under the rug. Well, they can't hide it and sweep it under the rug as long as they got men in Israel that will proclaim the gospel. Listen to Isaiah 66:22. From one new moon to the other Sabbath. If you count the new moon, day one. If you work 6 days, that's 7 days. If you keep the Sabbath, that's the eighth day. So you're keeping the seventh day if you keep a new moon. Now, if you number the Gregorian calendar Sabbaths, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, even the Gregorian calendar, they admit that they're off. And anybody that's got enough courage to stand up against the lunar Sabbath teaching and keep a Saturday Sabbath has got to be out of their mind, because the only thing you've got is a Gregorian calendar, and history would declare that it is illegally put together. It's not in the Word of Yahweh, never was and never will be. And so then, from one new moon to the other, that's the new kingdom. We're already practicing it down here, ladies and gentlemen. We're practicing. We are keeping His commandments from one new moon. We had to show four blows in the new moon. We put up the lamb on the 10th day. We kept him up 4 days, and we killed him on the 14th day at 3 o'clock, and we sacrificed the lamb, and we roasted it with fire, and we laid it in the plates of the people, and we enjoyed the meal, and we raised our hands and our hearts, and we rejoiced, and we wept, and we remembered our Savior who said, take this and do it in remembrance of me. We didn't roast no pig. There was not the squeal of a pig in our meeting. We didn't have the ovens baking ham. We had the oven baking lamb, according to the scriptures, and we remembered His covenant. And Yahweh looked down from glory. He saw a circle upon the top of the mountain, and it was a people that He created for Himself and for His glory. He said, these are my sons and daughters. They still remember me in remembrance. Every year we keep Passover, praise Yahweh, and we do it according to the scriptures. And we're open to challenge. We're open for you to call us. We're open for you to communicate. We love you, or we wouldn't be teaching to you. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me say, with all truth and honesty, if you love Yahweh, you'll keep His commandments. And if you don't love Him, or if you say you do love Him and won't keep His commandments, you're a liar and the truth ain't in you. Brother Steve, come back to the microphone here. We're going to sing you a little song that we got. Brother Steve sung for you the other night. And it's concerning baptism in the mighty name of Yahweh. It's a beautiful song that Steve wrote, especially for you out there that is considering baptism in the name of Yahweh. If you're considering it, call us tonight. We're right here in North Carolina. The phone number for you to call tonight is area code 423-259-0606. Now, let me give it to you again. The number for you to call us, if you'd like to join the group, we won't receive you if you're not of the family of Adam. If you refuse to get baptized, we will not receive you into our assembly. You must cleanse yourself. You must be able to wash feet and keep the Passover and keep Pentecost proper. We'll teach you in the coming months how to keep Pentecost. We taught it down here at the festival. Our people know when to keep it. Do you? Do you know the appointed days? Well, Brother Steve, give us a little verse of that song about Yahweh baptism.
Put His name in your forehead is what you need to do. Get on down to the river. Baptism is for you.
Oh, yeah.
Go on down in the water. Make your kingdom claim. With His name in your forehead, you'll never be the same. Heaven is waiting for the chosen race.
Oh, yeah.
Getting in the water gives his amazing grace. Yahweh is your father, he wants you to see. Covenant and promise of life eternally. Now the name of the Father is what you need today. Belief in any other will surely lead astray. Power strong is waiting for you to run into. Baptism in Yahweh is how to make it true. Heaven is waiting for the chosen race. Getting in the water gives his amazing grace. Yahweh is your father, he wants you to see. The covenant and promise of life eternally. Covenant and promise of life eternally.
Very good. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you where Steve got that song. Revelation chapter 14:1, for your information, says that there was a family seen in heaven. And you know what? They had the Father's name in their forehead. In Revelation chapter 22 and verse 4, there was a people entering into New Jerusalem. I just spoke about it in Isaiah chapter 66, verse 22 through 24. A new kingdom. Now, New Jerusalem is not going to stay up in heaven, ladies and gentlemen. It's coming down to a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteous, not one Edomite, Canaanite, left in the temple. Is that right? In the land. It'll all be cleansed. Satan and all of his agents that are here bodily. Now he's got a bodily people. Satan's got a bodily people. Both of them are fathers. The devil is the father of a lie and a seed of the serpent. Yahweh is the father of his children. And his children will inherit. And they will not inherit with the father's children. So the devil's on the losing end. And in Revelation chapter 22, verse 4, listen to the scriptures here. It says that they entered into the city through 12 gates. Is that correct? I wonder why that they mentioned 12 gates to the city. Those 12 tribes were the tribes of Israel. Jim told you that the house of Israel has the love contract from the Father. You alone have I chosen of all the people of the earth. You are my family. And all of the people of the earth shall see that you're called by my name and they'll be afraid of you. You know why? Because we're ministers of fire. We bring the truth. And the Bell Box Church has weakened it down and watered down the gospel and closed their pulpits to the truth. We can't go into these Bell Box pulpits and preach because it's too hard. Oh, Pastor Buddy, we don't do that no more. That was under the Mosaical law. They'll do anything and bring any excuse to tell you to keep you from keeping Yahweh's laws and his commandments. His laws are not grievous. If you love him, you'll keep it. And if you say you love him and won't keep it, you ain't nothing but a liar, and we're men enough to tell you. Would that be good enough for you to go to heaven on? I think so. So we invite you to call us here tonight. Area code 423-259-0606. As soon as the program's over, give us a call, and we'd be glad to take your call. Right here in the mountains of North Carolina. Now, if you'd like to write to Shepherd's Call Ministries with Pastor Buddy and all the witnesses you've heard tonight, and you'd like to have this CD, well, you just write us at Post Office Box 2284, and that'll be in New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, I said that's New Tazewell, Tennessee. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell. Give us a call or write us a letter. Tune in to us Wednesday night. We'll have a great program for you. More testimonies from here on the mountaintop in Murphy, North Carolina. Ladies and gentlemen, we love you very much. We hope that Yahweh will take a liking to you. And I know that if he likes you, you'll like him. His sheep know his voice. A stranger they will not follow. So we're the voice of Yahweh. We're representing him here tonight. And we're calling for you. Come home, sheep. Come on home to the mountain. Let's all go down to the river. Let's get baptized in Yahweh's name. Let's clean ourselves up. Let's come out of Babylon. Let's come out of tradition. Let's come out from under these feminine preachers that are preaching it's okay to worship the devil. They would accept the very devil himself right into their midst because they're the devil's children. And the Bible says they love evil. And so then, yeah, but see, the devil is so deceptive, he comes across as a good guy. He will, he's got you killed and destroyed. That's his mission. Yahweh's hard saying, is that right? They couldn't stand the prophet Elijah. They cast him out into the wilderness. Well, he put him on a leather girdle, lost all of his hair. He was bald-headed. But he was a ferocious prophet of Yahweh. And when he spoke that there'd be no rain in Israel for 3 years, ladies and gentlemen, that prophecy come to pass. There was not one drop of rain. And Ahab and Jezebel and all the weather prophets of Israel that had profaned the temple and had gone over to Baal, they cursed Elijah every day because of the drought, and it was severe. But the day came that Yahweh said, go up to the mountain top, Carmel, build my altar back. Ladies and gentlemen, these feminine preachers wouldn't know what an altar is, except it had a platform on it down some big cathedral where they could style and profile and act like they're men of the faith. If you want a man of the faith knowing how to build an altar, write our booklet, Back to the Sacred Circle. We got it for you. If you'd like to have a copy of it, write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, and the zip is 37824. Well, I got to get off here. Our time is gone. We've enjoyed. We'll be back Wednesday night at 10 Eastern Time with another service from here on the mountaintop in Murphy, North Carolina. Yahweh bless you. Yahweh keep you. And we'll see you. ¶¶